AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Sudan's military has ruled out negotiations with a rival paramilitary force, saying it'll only accept its surrender. WHO says at least 330 people have been killed and 3,300 wounded since fighting began Saturday. The Pentagon is preparing for a possible evacuation of the U.S. embassy, but National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says no decision yet.
The focus right now is on urging both sides to stop this violence, to abide by a ceasefire.
UN Chief Antonio Guterres has issued a warning to President Biden and other world leaders on climate change.
Today's policies would make our world 2.8 degrees hotter by the end of the century. And this is a death sentence.
In Alabama, five now facing murder charges in the weekend shooting at a Sweet 16 party that left four dead. And Lisa Dwyer has details on another shooting.
Authorities are searching for a man accused of shooting and wounding a six-year-old North Carolina girl and her parents. A neighbor says the Tuesday night shooting near Gastonia happened after the children tried to retrieve a basketball that rolled into 24-year-old Robert Lewis Singletary's yard, and that the man had yelled at the kids on other occasions. Six-year-old Kinsley White was grazed in the cheek by a bullet, her mother was grazed in the elbow, and her father, Jamie White, was shot in the back. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Major League Baseball news, the multiple Cy Young Award winner being punished.
Mets pitcher Max Scherzer has received a 10-game suspension for having a foreign substance on his hand, a punishment he immediately appealed. The three-time Cy Young Award winner was tossed during the fourth inning of Wednesday's game in Los Angeles after his hand and glove were inspected three times by umpire Phil Cuzzi.
He said, my hand's too sticky, and I said, I swear on my kid's life, I'm not using anything else. This is sweat and rosin.
He's the third pitcher to be penalized for such an infraction since MLB began a crackdown on sticky substances in 2021. Scherzer can pitch until the appeals process is completed. I'm Dave Ferry.
This is AP News. Researchers are noting the racial gap in stroke deaths in the U.S. widened during the pandemic. Mike Hempen has the story.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says stroke death rates increased for both black and white adults in 2020 and 2021. But the difference in death rates between the two groups increased by 22% compared to 5 years before the pandemic. For decades, black Americans have had a higher stroke death rate than white Americans. Doctors think the virus could have been one of the factors that widened the gap. They say a COVID-19 infection can raise the risk of a stroke. Doctors also believe some people may have been reluctant to see their doctors during the pandemic out of fear of catching the new virus. I'm Mike Hempen.
And Twitter's removing blue check marks of high-profile users who won't pay a monthly fee. The marks help verify identity and distinguish the users from imposters. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.